Once again, here in Chicago, Illinois, at BI's PIRR Symposium, and we've been talking about diagnostic testing and some research that's being done to help swine producers across the country. Dr. Roger Main is standing here with me, the director of the Vet Diagnostic Lab at Iowa State University. You started there as a student worker and basically left, got some education and came back. So tell me a little bit about the lab and what you do there.
Right. So the Iowa State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab is, we're a full service and fully accredited veterinary diagnostic lab. We have about 120 employees, about 22, 23 faculty, and then about 100 technical staff. And then what we do is we serve veterinarians, and primarily food animal veterinarians, throughout the state of Iowa, and for swine producers in particular, and swine practitioners in particular, we serve swine clients from throughout the U.S.
Give a quick update on the diagnostics and what you're doing there. You talked about you just opened recently in 2010, I believe, the health assurance testing services there. And so what's the update on your labs?
Right. So the field of PERS diagnostics in particular, which is really the focus of this particular meeting and so on, is really continue to evolve and continue to mature. And the point I wanted to get across is that the continuous improvement of not only the assays themselves, the processes that occur at the laboratory, and the cooperative nature with our clients have really continued to improve the overall state of PERS diagnostics in North America.
Well, you talked about oral fluids diagnostic testing versus the other traditional methods, and some people are questioning that, you know, is it as relevant? Are you getting the same results?
Right. So PERS oral fluids diagnostics and oral fluid diagnostics in general for swine was really kind of brought into being through the work of Dr. Jeff Zimmerman and his initial graduate student, Dr. John Prickett, at the Diagnostic Lab at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. And we first introduced that in a significant way at the laboratory, started implementing the findings of that research in the laboratory in 2010. And since that time, it has just really been quite transformative of being transformed, what I would say, the field of PERS diagnostics, in that the sample type tends to be very sensitive, very specific, and initially it was all sequencing applications. And just to give you some idea of its adaptation, and I think it started within 2010, or our fiscal year of 2010, we had something like 3,000 samples of oral fluids mm-hmm. conducted, and this past fiscal year, ending in July of this year, is we had over 70,000 of oral fluid tests that were conducted with or diagnostic assays that were conducted using oral fluids. So it's really been a quite transformative thing in the field of PERS diagnostics.
Well, you also talked about some improvements that your lab is taking when it comes to diagnostics, eliminating glass tubes, and more centrally located employees, focusing in specific areas. Kind of hit on those.
Right. And I would say it's really been a multi-pronged effort that's been a continuous improvement of what I would call the diagnostic systems that we have in North America, and for certain, not only at Iowa State, but at our peer veterinary diagnostic labs and our what we call our reagent suppliers that work with the diagnostic labs to keep their assays current and updated and so on. But really, there's been a significant amount of change and continued improvement in the processes that occur at the lab that deal with how we receive them, how they're processed within the laboratory, as well as these updating of assays that are all aimed at how do we keep up with this virus and continue to improve the service that we're providing back to our clientele.
Hit on premise ID and the affiliate codes and how you're trying to get everyone to work together and still keeping it user-friendly.
Right. So we're just kind of kicking off an effort, and again, this is in cooperation with our peer veterinary diagnostic labs, to find and develop user-friendly ways to incorporate the use of premise identification information on veterinary diagnostic laboratory submissions. And that is going to become in the form of both barcode labels on paper-based submissions, as well as updated web-based submission tools where the submitters can click on from a drop-down menu the premise that those particular samples are coming from. And that premise, the inclusion of those on the diagnostic submission is really kind of the foundational element that's needed for any ability to be able to link diagnostic lab submissions and results back to these area regional disease management tools. And so really for all of, there's a big thrust to improve what I would consider the integrated information management systems that we have that reside between the laboratories and the practitioners and the farmers that they're serving. There's a big interest in advancing that technology, but the core element of that it revolves around the inclusion of premise ID on veterinary diagnostic lab submissions, such that those results can be entered in a common way, that those results get tied back to a specific premise.
Take-home message from you and your colleagues there at the laboratory for our current audience we have here today.
Right. I would just say is that in the field of PERS diagnostics is that there's been really substantial improvement over the past 5 years in the fact that all of the primary assays that we're using today in the laboratory for PERS diagnostics are all new and different, as well as a number of the key methods that and processes that are occurring within the laboratory themselves. So I would just say is that I know PERS has been around for a long time, for 20 years and so on, and I think that I would just like for folks to know that the thing, it continues to evolve and has been a really a stepwise and continuous improvement of the whole process that begins with the client, the lab's in the middle, and I think one of the big things going forward will be around this whole, how do we enhance our information management systems, both on the front end and the back end of the diagnostic process to add value to that diagnostic information.
Well, thank you, Dr. Main. Once again, talking with Dr. Roger Main from Iowa State University, and he's been updating us on what they're doing with the diagnostic testing, referring to the PERS virus that is affecting swine producers across the country. I'm Jamie Johansson.